Grace, mercy, and peace be yours through God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. On this confirmation weekend at Hope, we have the opportunity to give thanks to God for His many blessings to us. And above all, for the gift of His life-giving Word. For many of us, that Word came to us at a very early age, joined to the water, to deliver an ironclad promise that we have a new identity in the Messiah now. That we are the children of God, new creations in Jesus. Belief in that promise and trust in that Word is nurtured and grown every time we gather in a place like this to hear God's Word. Every time we open the Word in our homes, reading it individually, sharing it with one another. It's in that Word that we seek to train our children in our homes, in worship, through Sunday school, vacation Bible school, and through the countless opportunities available to us. In the Lutheran Church, it is customary that we set aside a period of time, usually in late grade school, where young men and women receive intense, focused, concentrated training in the Word and in the essentials of the Christian faith. A process that leads to a day like today, where those same young men and women have the opportunity to stand before God's people and say, "Yes, I believe. These gifts, these promises that God gave to me in the water, they're true. I desire to live in them. I desire to remain faithful to my God and to my Savior all the days of my life." And so this year we give thanks and praise to God for His faithfulness to Autumn and to Caleb, who will be confirmed later today. We pray that God would strengthen them to live boldly and faithfully as His children. Or to use the language of the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 5, that He would strengthen them to overcome. Overcome. It's a word that captures my attention at least. And yet it's also a word that begs some questions as well. What does it mean to overcome? What exactly are we overcoming? And how do we overcome whatever it is that stands against us? Now this word overcome is translated here a few times in that way. In 1 John 5, we would find it in the Greek as nikao. I would guess you're probably more familiar with the noun form of that word, which shows up in 1 John 5 verse 4. It's the word nike. Certain athletic wear company borrowed that word because it means victory and turned it into the name of their company, and we would say Nike. But that word nikao, it means to triumph, to overcome. It can also mean to conquer or to overpower. St. John is clearly saying by the power of the Spirit that this is God's will for His people. But before you pull out your crusade armor and book a flight for the Holy Land, let's figure out from 1 John 5 exactly what it means to overcome. And by what means do we do so? St. John writes, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" Here, John writes that those who are born of God, that is, those who believe that Jesus is the Messiah, as John wrote a few verses earlier, they overcome the world. What does John mean, however, by the word world? Is he talking geography? Is he talking about mountains and rivers and oceans and plains? Is he talking about nations with their borders and their various cultures? Not exactly. Rather, what we find often in John's writings, which would include his gospel, these letters, also the book of Revelation, is that when John is talking about the world, what often he is referring to specifically is that which has been influenced and darkened by sin and by the curse. For example, in John chapter 1, we are told that though the world was made through Jesus, the Word made flesh, the world did not recognize him when he came. Jesus, in the Gospel of John chapter 12, will call Satan the prince of this world. And in that same place, Jesus will say that the cross, his death, is the place where the world is judged. That is, the cross is the place where our collective darkness, our collective confusion, unbelief, and rebellion are dealt with. Bringing it home to us, when John writes that those who are born of God overcome the world, he's saying that there are forces inside of us, and there are forces around us which would seek to cause us to doubt God's goodness, to doubt his love, to go our own way. There are forces inside of us and all around us that would convince us to grab life for ourselves, however we can, through popularity, through pleasure, through power, however we can get it. And to the degree that we believe those temptations, those voices, we are being overcome by the world. We're reflecting its reality, which simply won't do, because the Bible clearly says that this world, as we know it, is coming to an end. It will be judged. A day will come, sooner or later, where we will find very clearly that pleasure and popularity and power cannot and will not come through for us in delivering the kind of life for which God created us. So don't be overcome by the world's way of thinking and believing. Rather, overcome. And John tells us how. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? It's faith that overcomes. How so? It overcomes by joining us to the overcomer. On the night before he went to the cross, Jesus had gathered his disciples in an upper room, had given them his New Testament in his true body and true blood, and he spoke these words to them in John 16, verse 33. He said, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome," nikao, "the world." The world, these forces of darkness and confusion and evil and unbelief, they gave Jesus their best shot. He was tempted, as we are. He was offered the false promise that he could have what he wanted apart from trust in his Father. He was tempted to turn aside from his mission, that mission that would include conquering through losing, winning through dying. But he resisted the temptation to skip out. He refused to listen to the lies. He trusted his Father to the very end. And he poured out his life for you and for me on the cross. He overcame, not by taking, but by giving. He overcame, not by killing, but by dying. He overcame, not through a show of force, but through the ultimate demonstration of love. And in him, you and I overcome as well. You see, the unbelieving world would convince us that we need to look or act or talk a particular way to be accepted. But by faith, we overcome, holding on to the truth that we've already been accepted by grace through the death of our King for us. The unbelieving world would tell you that money is the answer to life's problems. By faith, we overcome such a lie, trusting that our Father loves us, provides for our need, and he frees us to let go of the love of money, to use it as a simple tool that it is, to love and to bless others. The unbelieving world will tell you that your body is your own to use or to abuse as you see fit. By faith, we overcome, trusting the message that God has redeemed our bodies through the body of His Son, crucified, risen, ascended, so that our body might become His temple, vessels to be used to His glory, as we love those around us well and honor God's design for our lives and for our relationships with one another. And as we gather, as we come, and as we hear His word, as we are strengthened through the gift of Jesus' true body and true blood offered here again today, that faith which overcomes the world is nurtured and strengthened and grown. That work that the Spirit does here in the churches around the world is crucial. It's essential. And so I share with our confirmands, and I'll share with you, don't miss it. Don't miss out on that work that the Spirit does. Don't fill your life so full of secondary stuff. Stuff that seems good on the surface, but at the judgment will be judged as worthless, as of little value. Don't miss out on the means by which God strengthens and fuels life that truly matters. Life of overcoming faith through an overcoming Savior. So may God bless our confirmands today. May God bless you to know and to trust in the one who has overcome the world through the power of self-sacrificing love at the cross. And in Him, I pray that we, by faith, would overcome as well. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds this day and always in Christ Jesus, our King, who has overcome. Amen.